I had a lot of interesting questions yesterday about the enemy's hit on the E3 constellations, and so we're going to be talking about our op for tomorrow. We are forming up at 1700 Eve, and it is going to be wild, so I need everybody to know what the background is, what is even going on, and what we're going to do about it. So for those of you that have recently joined, I was kind of surprised yesterday when I was asking people, and some people that have joined in the last couple of months don't even know what the hell we're talking about or what the enemy is talking about when they're saying things about Helm's Deep. In November and December of 2020, before we did the M2 thing and then took down the E3 gate camp and moved it to M2, we were holed up in three constellations behind E3. This was referred to as Helm's Deep. This was our defensive crouch that we were hiding in, essentially, while we could then prepare to destroy as many of their Titans as we could. After we executed on that and we nuked their Titan fleet, and we're now camping 131 of those Titans, on January 3rd, we drew down, whereby I say drew down, I mean we took down completely the E3 camp. We moved it to M2, and we stopped jamming those constellations. Now, here's where things get interesting. We have not jammed those constellations for a month. It was January 3rd, I guess, was when we stopped doing that. On Thursday of this week, we got some intelligence just from seeing the scouting activity that the enemy was doing. We noticed that there were a bunch of scouts in those constellations, and we thought that the bad guys were going to make a hit on that, and they did. We put up our jammers in U.S. time zone, and then a few hours later, a little bit after downtime, there was a fraternity-led group that smashed through our defenses and that time zone, got into those constellations that used to be Helm's Deep, and took down our jammers, put blockers up on their own. After that, the enemy proceeded to get into those constellations and do a massive wave of hacking. Now, we must do something about this. Even though we are holding on to the pigeon in M2, and that will continue, we have been playing iHub football with the bad guys all war, going all the way back. And because they have hacked everything all at once, this is going to be a very interesting op. When I say interesting, I mean, usually speaking, these Fazisav ops are in one constellation battle space. In this case, starting from a little bit before 1700 and then going for several hours, there are just a ton of nodes that are going to spawn on top of each other. So if you guys have been in these Fuzzy Slogs, you see node spam. Well, this is going to be node spam like nobody has ever seen. So we are going to need as many dudes as we can get, one. Two, we are going to need as many GSFOE hackers as we can get. Because all of these things are going to be happening on top of each other, there is a tremendous opportunity for us to save a bunch of that shit. There will be attrition. We will go back to playing iHub football. We have been playing iHub football this entire fucking game that continues. So that is what to expect for tomorrow. That is why we are doing this. The danger is that because the enemy didn't seem to get the message about the fact that we, like, they have convinced their people, they have told their people that we have been jamming Helm's Deep this entire time, that it is still Helm's Deep, and that it is our last redoubt. So they are looking for ways to surge their participation. And they've done a pretty good job of it by convincing all their people that this was still a thing. They are attacking November and December's objective, but we have a lot of assets there. We have a lot of IOPS there. We expect huge numbers from the bad guys. So even if we're not doing the Helm's Deep thing anymore, we have to take this very seriously, and we are going to. So we need everyone on deck tomorrow, 1700 onwards. Particularly, we're going to need lots of hackers because there's going to be a shitload of work to do. But because they have attacked everything at all once, we have some pretty good chances, I think, of mitigating a lot of this damage. It is still going to be a weird op, though. It is going to be chaotic because there will be so many nodes spawning, and I want people to be prepared for that going in, right? So get ready, mentally prepare yourselves. We're going to do this thing from 1700 tomorrow on. I don't think there's much value in arguing with the PASPI guys about, like, you know, apparently they didn't realize that we didn't have the thing jammed for most of the month, and that's fine. But if we tell them, hey, it wasn't a big deal or whatever, they're going to say you jammed the system. Yes, we did jam the system on Thursday because we thought they were going to do this, and they did. So here we are. Oh, I've been running my mouth for like 3 hours now in meetings. Sorry, I had to take a sip of water there. So there are things that we can be doing to improve our situation. I think that we are in a good position here. Siberian Squads has joined us, and we know that Legacy is teetering on the verge of bankruptcy, depending upon the entity. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later. What I'm going to talk about now is improvements. One of the first improvements that we're going to be implementing is making it easier for members of the Imperium to get access to our pings. We have a number of people who are English as a second language speakers. We have a lot of people who are Chinese or Russian allies. We have a lot of allies in general that are simply not on our Jabber infrastructure. When the enemy got together and they consolidated all of their stuff onto one Discord, we saw a huge increase in their collective participation. Well, we're not going to sit on our asses. So there are going to be a couple of different things going down here. First of all, if I can get somebody to link our existing Discord relay, we set this thing up. I want to link to the thread that we have put in Elysium here, please, so people can see that. If one of our directors can grab that. So here's the thing. We did this several months ago, and then we forgot to herf about it. Thank you, Omega Dragon. That's exactly what I'm looking at. So for those of you that are new or just missed the memo, we're going to be talking about this on every fucking Fireside to go. There is an existing Jabber pings to Discord relay. You have to, and this is going to change, but for now, I want you to use this if you haven't been using it. If you have Jabber up on your main PC, you can get phone Discord ping. So if we start screaming about a breakout or something, you can get that. That is something we implemented a bit ago, and we failed to appropriately preach the gospel about it. We are also going to be encouraging corporations, which currently have basically all of our corps have corp Discords, and we're going to say basically while we are setting up this new Discord system that we're going to be doing, feel free to relay to your corporations the all pings that come across, right? So we used to have a policy where we were saying don't do that. Our IT guys are currently working on something that's going to be even cooler for this, but basically for now, because the enemy certainly can get access to our all pings already, we want to, at the corp and at the individual level, go the extra mile of making it easier for people that aren't necessarily on Jabber. If they're in your corporation, they just don't want to sign up on Goonstorm Jabber or whatever. At least this way we can get those pings out. And then we're going to be doing something else on top of that. So this is one of the things that we're going to do to make sure that the word gets out and that there is better communication across the Imperium. Jabber will still have the pings. We are not getting rid of Jabber. We are not changing Jabber. We do not feel that it is necessary for us to disguise our all pings because the entire galaxy is fighting us and we're fighting the entire galaxy. So I think that we benefit more from reaching those of our members that are not necessarily on Jabber and make it easier for them to see when we need dudes, right? So that's point number one. Point number two here. As part of a big consolidation and integration push, in sort of the same pathway, different team working on this, as the Discord stuff, we now have a bunch of very heroic, irregular groups that are running around and working to burn down the enemy. When I say irregular forces, I'm referring to sometimes it's a SIG or a squad. Delta Squad is doing fucking work. Theta Squad is doing fucking work. Black Ops essentially has spent the last month preparing the ground for the territory that Siberian Squads is now going to be in and pushing through Aquarius from. So we have these groups. Amok has their thing. There are a lot of these little groups. What we have failed to do is appropriately coordinate them, right? We don't have to tell these guys what to do, but we do need to consolidate them in a channel to make sure that everybody knows that they're not operating in the dark. So what I want is, and we have several people working on this, but if you are a member of one of these groups, I would like you to get the leadership of each of these groups that's doing something. I know Whelp Squad is doing a thing. I don't want to say what they're doing out here on the Fireside, but you guys know what's up. You're doing stuff. Please contact me. Get your leadership people to send me a Jabber ping with who they are. Like, I don't know who, actually, I do know who the leaders of the Delta Squad group are, but as an example, so we're going to take these people and we're going to do something with them and put them in a useful channel so that we can consolidate things and say, hey, you and you should be working together in this area. Again, we don't need to micromanage it, but we do need to have better strategic direction of our irregular forces. I got very excited and now I'm talking too fast. My apologies. All right. Yeah, Novation, I usually try to, he's commenting about the challenge with tilde spam on Discord relays. I usually try to keep my tilde spam at the end of my broadcast such that it's not cutting anything off. Don't worry, the most you're missing is like a happy sun. I am aware of that and I'm glad that you brought it up. Okay, so what else is happening in the war? One of the things that we're going to be talking about on the meta show, but one of the things I need you guys to know about is there is a lot of shit that is happening in this war that is separate from Delve. That is important because the enemy wants to make it all about Delve, and we need to know while we are holding onto the pigeon and while we are playing defense, defense, defense all day, every day, that more things are happening elsewhere. I invite you to take a look at MNC. I invite you to take a look at what has been happening in Catch. We are essentially occupying the main forces of PASPI while Legacy's backfield is getting cleaved through. I don't want to say which specific alliances, but we know, for example, actually, fuck it, who cares? We know Brave is in trouble when it comes to ISK. So if you get an opportunity to shoot Brave more, shoot him more. We know that these guys are running to a point where, in terms of big stack, small stack at the table, the smaller stacks are starting to run out of chips entirely. And if they run out of ISK, it's going to be very hard for them to put chips on the field against us. So as we are holding in Delve, I'm not going to tell you that PanFam is having terrible trouble in PanFam land because PanFam is doing okay, right? Like, we've seen some indications of issues, like I think PL is selling some AT ships or something like that, but I'm not going to tell you that those guys are broke or in deep trouble. I will say Legacy, you're starting to see some early stage cascade signs from Warped Intentions, from Rosada Regnum, from Fed Up, all of the groups in MNC that are eating shit from our backfield forces. Initiative, Bastion, the Stainrus. We have had a lot of SIGs and squads out there wreaking havoc, and that is bearing fruit. You can simply look at that on Dotland or on EVHU for yourself, and you can see the organic line damage that these guys are taking. It is true, of course, that Tess does have access to TTT money, but because of the way that they work, they don't share that money with Legacy. So each Legacy alliance is finding out that they can't actually rely upon Vili to defend them. Who knew? These guys are not in full cascade mode yet when we're talking about Warped Intentions and Fed Up and Rosada. I think Warped is the closest, but you can look at the numbers on those and sort of make your own decision. Again, I don't want to promise you that they're about to cascade and then have it not happen, but you can look at the evidence of the member bleed. You can look at what has happened in MNC. And let me see if I can get a kill board here. All right, I've got hookups here from Whelp Squad. I've got hookups here from the Viet Goon effort. I am still looking for more PMs from people who are running various groups so I can get you guys networked with everybody else. And we will be talking about that privately, getting that spun up. So, I want to... what happens when they stop paying us TTT? How depending are we on that? They're not going to stop paying the TTC, because TTT, whatever you want to call it. It's the Tranquility Trading Tower, Tranquility Trading Consortium. I often say one or the other. They're not going to break a treaty. I don't think they will, and we are not dependent on that income. We have income. We also have war bonds. Our war bonds did not fail. We don't have a significant backlog of unreimbursed titans like our friends in Legacy do. So yes, let's see here. Ava Orlong is pointing out here, if you look at the EVE war report, yes, there is a lot of things. One of the things we're seeing in Catch, one of the things we are seeing in MNC is that the forces that were attacking the Legacy backfield earlier in the war are now making tremendous progress because Legacy is, their command layer is eating shit and they're not doing very well. Deepwater Hooligans is the group that has been, I think there might be others, but I can at least say Deepwater Hooligans has been just torching fucking MNC. And thank you for putting that link there. Why do we have so many structures that are not cored? Because we had thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of structures, and not all of them are necessary. Like, that is something that the GSOL guys went through. Like, there is no way that we are going to be spending cores on all of our structures. There was a system and a process to figure out which ones got cores and which did not. I don't know how that system and process worked because I don't meddle on how the GSOL guys work. All right, perfect. Getting some more leadership contacts from dudes who are doing things. I like it.
Onto the core thing, Mittens. If there's a struct, if there's no structures in your systems or anything like that, and you need one specifically cored, go into goonfleet.com forums. At the top, click the gyro link. Go in there, go to the GSOL requests, and just request it. And we will go ahead, and if it's possible, and if it's strategically appropriate, we will go ahead and core them. But we don't know magically every structure that's important to all of our members. So just let us know.
Yeah, like we have been slamming cores into things. Like FCs will request, and GSOL has been like super on the spot with that. I think I gave Black Ops a shout out about this, but I want to give him another shout out anyway in case I didn't. Which is Siberian Squads is going to be they're basing out of W6V, and they are living going to be taking that some space that has been cleared out in Quirius. I probably shouldn't specify which constellations, but basically that is possible. It is easy for us to get Siberian Squads up and running almost immediately because of the efforts of Black Ops doing a bunch of shit that was sort of outside of their comfort zone. And they didn't know that they were doing this in sort of a strategic area because we couldn't say anything about the Sib Squad stuff for obvious reason. But, it's worked out very well. So shout out to you guys for the campaign that you have been running in Quirius, because it is setting us up for success there now that we have Hanzo and friends coming on board. And yes, Severance is going to be the target of a whole bunch of Hellfire, hopefully. All right, I want to make sure that I have hit these other points. We talked about the Discord stuff. We talked about the backfield burning. We talked about irregular forces coordination. We talked about, cool. All right, so let me take some questions. Again, guys, like all the core stuff, like you're going to have to talk to the GSOL dudes. Like that's basically, there are large chunks of the Alliance that I am kept separate from, because if I try to go in there and do it myself, I will like break an ACL and accidentally destroy a whole chunk of the Alliance or something stupid. So it's sort of for everybody's protection. I don't think I can answer core questions, but other people, if you ask, ask GSOL. Discord relay question. That is a good question that I'm not equipped to answer because the guys are literally like working on it right now. And if you ask me for IT help, I'm probably worse at that than even the court. We are looking, actually, the question is, we are looking for a solution that will not require you to have an active client on your PC. We are looking at that as like our next step. The existing relay we want people to get on and use because we know that we can get some expected value out of that immediately. That's also how, telling corporations that they can relay our all pings to their corp discords is another way that we can get some immediate expected value while our IT guys are working on the next step. And I can't speak to what the next step is. Galactico Star Stevens has a very good question. When I said leadership from groups to PM me, meaning non-SIG groups that are running, yes. So basically, as an example, like a lot of corporations have corp ops and corp junk loan deployments and various things that they have done. You guys have done a really, really, really good job of independently creating these basically VCBs who are running around and fucking with these dudes. Where we have failed, I believe, in terms of an organizational perspective, is making sure we have an inventory. We know who all of these groups are. This is new for us. When I say it's new for us, I mean because while we have had SIGs or squads before in wards when we're on offense as opposed to defense, typically speaking, we're doing sledgehammer stuff and we have a few SIGs and squads. In this case, the sort of distributed irregular system of resistance against the invaders has organically grown. Like you guys have just started doing that shit, and that's fucking awesome, and is a new thing. So as part of that, we are now trying to figure out who's doing what where, who's in charge, who has what where, and how can we optimize it. So yeah, I mean, if you have a corp that has been like hacking shit and doing stuff as your own like guerrilla warfare thing, get in touch with me, let me know what's going on. Question is test next. Test is absolutely next. Basically, the way that this is going to work is test is next, and then goons can rest. The way that this war is going to happen, it's probable that we will see legacy entities dying before test, because that's how this works. You get rid of the small ones first. You put pressure on the small ones, they crack and implode, and then you gradually work your way up the food chain. This is a war that was started by Test, and one of the things I want everybody to keep in mind, in a block war, where three blocks enter, two blocks will leave. And Goonswarm is not going anywhere. We are not leaving Delve. We are not giving up. I don't give a shit how many of our iHubs they blow up. This is our home. We are going to fucking fight for it. So as Test continues to try to shove their way faster and harder into the fucking wood chipper, we will run that wood chipper. And through that process, we will be dealing with Test. And then if there's anything left over, if they go fully into the wood chipper and try to like live on top of us or something, we kill them, and then we keep killing them, and we continue killing them, and that is what we do. We're still on track to that. I'm pretty happy with that. So I want you all to remember just one final note. The enemy is desperately trying to get you all to forget the value of M2. There are 10 trillion ISK worth of Titans still trapped there. 131 Titans. I think that value goes up every day because every day that the economy of Eve goes further into the toilet, as we remain one of the only entities that is able to have reliable war bonds and be fiscally solvent and be able to fund ourselves and our war fleets. Each day that goes by. Oh, also, holy shit, how the fuck did I forget about this? Guys, we broke the fucking PR TAC record. We broke the fucking record for longest fucking hell camp in the history of this stupid fucking game. We did it. It was like last week and we were busy and I didn't even notice it. But like we have gone past the PR record. We held the hell camp in PR TAC for 30 fucking days. We have done that longer now in M2 and we have way more shit still trapped there. We had a couple of faxes. I think it was like a fax and one other thing logged on and suicided yesterday within 90 minutes. I do want people to be on guard though. Yesterday, we didn't have a breakout attempt. The day before that, we didn't have a breakout attempt. For the longest time here, we have had consistent breakout attempts from the enemy, and those have mysteriously stopped. And instead of me thinking, hey, guys, we're good, they're not going to do this, that makes me think, hey, if I was them, I would not hit M2 for a couple days, try to get everybody to forget about it, and then make a play maybe late Saturday night, late Sunday night, something like that, because it's got to be weekends. It's got to be weekends. And it's got to be in an off time zone because they already did like their main US time zone breakout earlier. So I want you guys to not forget about it, not forget about the fucking pigeon, and stay focused. So, there we go. Oh, one fax did today too. So we are starting to see these guys kind of like losing hope at the individual level and like logging on. I do want, if we see Titan pilots from the enemy, they're not going to log this on, but we want to buy them. We're going to do the silver ticket thing. As they gradually realize that Vili is not coming to rescue them because the leadership of Paspi already got their Titans out on the main breakout. So everybody who is left are not part of whatever their cool kids club is. They will gradually lose hope. We have ISK. We want to offer, and we will figure out a way to make a deal here if any of them are interested. So feel free to tell the puppies this. We're going to do a silver ticket. The silver ticket is we will buy their Titans at a discount. If they make a deal with us, if they will log on their individual Titan, we will, you know, that's going to be an insulting discount, but you know, we'll pay, I don't know, 30 to 50 billion ISK or whatever they log on, and we will buy their Titan off them and just directly take it into our forces. It's real. I mean, you can bank on the Imperium's word, and we will do, we are the devil that you know and the devil that you can make a deal with, and we will always stick to our word. We always have. So there you go. If we buy a Titan and that player gets kicked, that's a Kasnir question. I think the finance team is going to be mediating all of the silver ticket offers. So basically the way the process is going to work, if we can find takers, I don't know whether we will or not, but we are in a position of financial strength, so we want to leverage that. And if they have individual pilots that are willing to sell us their Titan, we will do a deal. The mechanics of that will basically be when you find somebody that's interested in that, we can send them to the finance team. And there you go. All right, any other questions? Will we be able to join Siberian Squad Fleet? I hope so. I mean, we're hoping to get Hanzo set up on our architecture. They are full members of the Imperium. I mean, when somebody joins the Imperium, there's a trial period of 3 months, but Red Alliance are our allies of the Imperium. Siberian squads wanted to actually join the fucking coalition. So like French Connection, they are members of the Imperium. So that means currently the Jabber system is working its thing. Our IT guys and our diplomats have been working on this basically all morning to get it. So Siberian squads will be able to get on Jabber. They will be able to send pings. They will be able to get on our Mumble, just like any full member of the Imperium wants to. All right. And yes, this is super old school. It does make me feel very Red Swarm Federation, because it's us and our friends and our Russian friends and our French friends. And this time, 10 years on, we have a bunch of Chinese friends versus the rest of the fucking galaxy. All right. Okay. This is going to be it for the fireside. 1700 tomorrow, 1700 tomorrow, 1700 tomorrow. We are going to have a very busy, interesting op. I can't promise you it's going to be a grand fun time. I can promise you it's going to be something we have never seen before, because there are going to be so many fucking nodes spawning. It is going to be amazing chaos. So I want you guys to be there. The enemy is convinced that they have breached through the heart of Delve, because they don't actually do any scouting, I guess, and they genuinely believe that we were still doing the Helm's Deep thing, even though we took the E3 gate camp down and unjammed those constellations January 3rd. But there you go. So we're having a fight in those E3 constellations tomorrow. It's going to be important so we can mitigate the damage. We are still playing iHub football. We will continue to play iHub football. And unfortunately for Legacy, just because we are playing iHub football like we have for 8 months does not magically mean that we are going to give up, stop fighting, or stop laughing at Legacy as they slowly bleed out financially and in terms of members. Thank you for coming. Tomorrow, 1700. See you there. That's it for today.